Proclamation number 3692 dated the February 20th, 1946. Earthly precautions against the disaster are futile. You must completely detach yourselves from the world if my strength is to permeate you and you want to become aware of it. And thus even in hours of anxious adversity you'll only be full of strength if you are able to ignore all earthly happenings and completely hand yourselves over to me with your thoughts. And I will take particularly good care of those who try to find this intimate bond during hours of greatest earthly adversity, for they demonstrate their faith in me, which I will never disappoint. You yourselves are unable to avert whatever I send upon you, hence all efforts you make to safeguard your physical well-being will therefore be in vain. You will gain far more by focusing your mind on me and faithfully wait for my help, for it will result in certain success, and I will protect your body and soul because you believe in me. Prior to manifesting myself through the forces of nature, I will still send you unmistakable signs that a disaster is approaching, and then remember my words. Collect yourselves in prayer and only pay attention to your spiritual welfare. Don't worry about your body. Just try to establish heartfelt contact with me so that I will be able to affect and guide you unhindered without finding resistance through earthly diversion, which weakens the working of my spirit or even makes it impossible. Make no attempt for the maintenance of the body, for that which I want to keep alive will also stay alive, and that which you should lose cannot be protected by your will. I know what you need, just as I know what impedes your soul's further development. And therefore leave it to me to care for you, for your earthly possessions, and only consider your soul, because you don't know whether it will be your last hour too. I announce myself in advance because in my love I still want to give you ample opportunity to make contact with the spiritual kingdom, with me, who holds every individual person's destiny in my hand and guides it as is best for you. Anyone who unites with me has found the safest protection and truly will not need any other earthly protective measures which can become worthless in an instant. For again I want to manifest myself evidently. I want to make myself apparent to my own in order to reinforce their faith, to teach them to become true laborers for my kingdom, which they shall become afterwards. Don't worry, for I will take care of you. Only heed my words of love and let your heart respond to them. And remind your fellow human beings to conduct themselves in the same way. Caution them against overzealous precautions for their earthly welfare, and also appeal to them to faithfully turn to me and commend themselves body and soul to me. And anyone who heeds your words will be miraculously guided according to his strength of faith. Therefore don't fear anything no matter what happens, even if you are in a most dangerous situation. My arm extends far and wide to help as well as to destroy. Whomever I want to keep alive will remain alive, and whomever I want to destroy will be unable to save himself. He should only make sure that his soul will not fall prey to darkness, then he will be saved for eternity. Amen.